Good day, everybody. From me, Andre Filyun from Gateway News, with a preview of some of our latest God stories. A little over a year ago, 21-year-old Will Geringer of Columbus, Ohio in the United States, started a run club that he hoped would be a cool little community where we did a devotional beforehand and then we ran together. Today, Run With Christ, which describes itself as more than a run club, but rather a movement to make heaven full, is in more than 80 cities across the U.S. and in 5 countries, including South Africa. Will told CBN News that he gives God all the credit for the ongoing, explosive growth of the club, where Saturday after Saturday people are getting saved, prayed for, and plugged into the local church. I spoke to Zandile Gamble in Pretoria and Stacey Tate in Cape Town, the founders of the first 2 Run With Christ clubs in South Africa. Both had been thinking about starting a club that combined running and faith when they heard about RWC in the US and contacted Will. Like him, they are both in awe of what God is doing through the movement. 26-year-old Zandile, who heads up RWC Pretoria and RWC South Africa, says she is interviewing people from many other centers who want to start RWC clubs. This month, she expects new clubs to start up in Dispatch in the Eastern Cape and Ballito in KwaZulu-Natal. Asked what she makes of the movement's momentum, she said, "What we're expecting with RWC is, to be honest, just a massive revival and bringing all the churches together and also creating a space for people that do not necessarily want to go to church, but they're willing to go to a run club. And then through that, obviously, hear the gospel." RWC Pretoria was launched in March. They meet at West Cafe in Hazelwood at 7 a.m. currently. They start with an icebreaker, share a word and a testimony, pray for one another, warm up, and then go for a 5K or 3K run or walk. Afterwards, they fellowship over coffee. Zandile says some people had accepted invitations from new friends to visit church, where they gave their hearts to Jesus and were baptized. She said quite a few people who came to RWC had stopped attending church because of hurts. Through RWC relationships, many of them were being plugged back into church, she said. Run With Christ is really 10% run club and 90% ministry, she said. They have worship nights on Mondays. Sometimes they have prayer nights. They do a monthly outreach in Mamelodi. And next year, a team from RWC Pretoria is going on a mission trip to Uganda. 29-year-old Stacey, who is a media team staff member at a church in Cape Town, says she was not even a runner when God inspired her to start a run club. "I have such a big heart for community, and so I kind of took on the concept of where Paul says, I'll become all things to all men. And so I was like, running is the thing that is clearly where people are at, and it's bringing people together. So why not redeem that and leverage it for the mission of Christ," she said. After a few interest runs and a prayer and worship time on Clifton Beach, Run With Christ Cape Town was officially launched on Saturday the 25th of October. Their plan is to meet every second Saturday at 8 a.m. on the lawn in front of the Greenpoint Lighthouse. Like RWC Pretoria, their format flows from ministry to run to fellowship. Stacey said it was pretty cool to see that some of the people who showed up for their inaugural run came to church the next day. "I think everyone is searching for belonging and value to be seen and even to just find peace. And I'm hoping that people who come will get a picture of what the real Christ-like community is like and they will get to come to be part of that. But then don't just come and meet people, but meet Jesus," she said. In January, Will and a team from the US are visiting Cape Town to connect with South African branches. 50 people from RWC Pretoria will be going to Cape Town for the meetup. RWC welcomes everybody. You can find out more about Run With Christ South Africa, Pretoria and Cape Town on Instagram. And you can read this story and more on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, on Facebook at Gateway News page, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly. Until we meet again.